www.bbc.co.uk.
Hello, I'm Andy Kershaw.
Well, if you're feeling lonely, that man is too. Bend your ear, come over here, and man, here's what to do. If you got the blue, I got some new. Going in a funny blue sweatshirt, do the holiday rock. I'll do the holiday rock.
Hello, I'm Andy Kershaw.
Summertime come, Bob Sergeant Bob. Get on a train when I want you. I don't do the holiday rock. I do the holiday rock. Hidey, hidey, hidey.
Hello.
Hoody, hoody, hoody.
Hello.
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 Hello. I'm Andy Kershaw.
If you can't get a chick, don't know the trick. Here is the way you can take your bag and do the holiday rock. Do the holiday rock. Party, party, party. Holy, holy, holy. Go, 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 do the holiday rock. You got the blues, I got some news.
Should we play?
I think you've done enough. You don't want to milk it, do you?
There's only 40 seconds left before the big ending.
We're going, then leave it.
Start the show well. There you go.
Wednesday, it's 3 o'clock now, live from London, Chris Moyles.
Let's start with a great record.
If you're feeling lonely,
no,
it's too
miserable guest.
Hey, sister, go, sister, soul, sister, flow.
Hello.
'97 to '99 FM Radio 1. You got Blink 182, All the Small Things, and Christina Aguilera, Lady Marmalade.
Chris Moyles, Comedy Dave, Thin Lizzy, and Will. The greatest radio team in the history of broadcasting.
Chris Moyles on Radio 1.
Afternoon then. Hello, 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 hello. Thank you to Mark Allard. Nice to see the boys.
Yes.
They always, and you know, they're always so sweet, they always pop their heads in before they leave and say, have a great show, and they give us all a big hug and wish us all the very best. Today they must be busy. But Nick Hornby was on. Now, how weird is this, right? Normally I read about as much as Comedy Dave does. How many books have you read in your life?
Two.
Right. I've read a bit more. I think I've read four. Four or five. And I went out, I was out shopping on Sunday with our lass, and she wanted to go into Waterstones and buy some books. So I thought, right, I'm going to buy books too. So I bought an A to Z of London, because I don't have one.
Good reading.
Yeah, thank you very much. I thought it'd be easy, you know.
Yeah.
I know some of the places already.
A lot of pictures.
I bought the Time Out Eating and Drinking Guide for 2001, right?
Yeah.
Because I'm sick of going to the KFC at the top of the road.
Yeah.
I bought a rhyming dictionary, which we need for our show.
Yeah.
And I bought How to Be Good by Nick Hornby in hardback, which is his new book. Right? And Joe, lovely Joe, who works on the show, has just got a copy signed for me. Isn't that nice?
So you've got two copies now?
Well, yeah, but I'll give mine away then.
I wouldn't mind it, actually.
What?
I wouldn't mind the other spare book.
$16.99 you can get it for if you want.
No, you've got a freebie.
Hardback. What?
You got a, that's a freebie you got there.
Yes, but I'm supporting Mr. Hornby by buying his work.
Yeah, and if I give you the money, then you're not supporting him. I am.
No.
He's got a good point, actually.
Yeah, but I supported him first.
Right,
because,
okay.
I'm a big fan of his books.
So am I.
I've read one.
I've read all of them.
Which ones have you read?
About a boy. I can't remember the title, one about ecstasy.
That's Nipping Welsh.
No, not that one. The Nick Hornby one about ecstasy. I can't remember.
That's right, of course. And Nick Hornby, famous for writing Trainspotting, of
That's
course.
That's right.
That's right.
Tune in next week to Will's Bookworm for more.
Yeah.
No, there's the...
Didn't Nick Hornby write all the Harry Potter books as well there, Will?
No. That's Enid Blyton.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Who wrote the famous five, then?
That was... Lewis Carroll. Lewis Carroll, that's it.
Okay. So what books have you read by Nick Hornby, then?
There's the one about the record shop.
You got to name them.
I can't remember the names.
High Fidelity.
Right, High Fidelity.
Right.
There's the one about the football.
Fever Pitch.
Yeah, read that one.
Yeah.
It's about a boy, which they're making into a movie.
Yeah. Did they not make High Fidelity and Fever Pitch into movies?
They did, but they're making it into a movie now. It's more topical.
Okay, right.
Because we saw them filming it, of course.
Okay, yeah.
That's the ones I've read, I think.
Right.
How many more are there?
Speaking with the Angel.
No, I haven't read that.
Yeah, I haven't read that one.
Is that the first one?
I don't know, do I?
How can you not remember? I remember the title of every book I've
read. You've only read two.
You've read two! It's not the same thing. Anyway, he signed the book for me, and I'm really, really pleased. I've never really had a proper signed book before. Well, I got a Reeves and Mortimer book signed by them, but it's not the same thing.
Not really.
This is by a proper author. And he's written something really nice.
My personal message is to you.
Yep.
Especially
for me. Especially for me. Obviously, a big fan of the show. I didn't realise, but obviously he listens to the show.
Yeah. Come on, what do you write, then?
For Chris, best wishes, Nick Hornby.
That's very personal.
He must really know you.
Yeah. He's a big fan. You know what I mean? And what I'm thinking is, if you get in with his good books, right, next time, because obviously this will be made into a film, right, he might go, that Chris Moyles, he'd be good, isn't it? You never know.
But the book's called How to Be Good.
Yeah?
There'll be no part in that for you.
How do you know? I don't know what it's about yet, because I haven't read it. I only bought it on Sunday. I wait until I go on holiday. But how good am I going to look sitting there on holiday with a nice hardback book? Oh, do you like that? Do you like Nick Hornby, Chris? Oh, yes. Yes, I'm a big fan of his work. But $16.99, I did actually think on Sunday. I didn't realise. I just bought the book, and I bought a load of other stuff. I didn't actually know how much it cost until I got home. And I'm looking at it, $16.99? You can buy the DVD of High Fidelity for 14 quid. So I may as well wait until it comes out as a movie. Do you know what I mean? And then buy it. It's easier to watch. Anyway, I've got it, so there you go. Lovely, good.
Nice.
And jokingly at the start of the show, we played the theme tune to one of the BBC's most popular sitcoms from the 80s, Heidi High.
If you're feeling lonely, get me in a stew. Bend your hand, come over here, and man, here's what you do. If you got the blue, I got some new. Join in a party, blues waits you. Do the holiday rock.
Holiday rock.
Do the holiday rock.
Yeah, holiday rock.
Heidi, Heidi, High.
Hoody, hoody, ho. And it turns out this was co-written by Jess from Radio 1. It's co-written by her dad.
No.
Apparently so. But I'm not so sure. I thought Jimmy Perry wrote it. I may be wrong. But, you know...
Why would she lie about
Well, no,
that?
Well, I don't know. Maybe, you know... as far as I'm concerned, he doesn't have a credit on my CD.
Who's it credited on there, then?
Jimmy Perry.
Just Perry?
Yeah.
Ah.
Mr. Perry. Who I believe co-wrote the Heidi High
series, yeah.
I'm not sure. Unless he got, you know, it's like a ghost credit, do you know what I mean? Is it? He didn't get a credit on it, maybe for tax reasons. I've no idea. maybe he thought it was going to be a big number one hit.
Right.
Anyway, there you go. Right, that's that. Also, very, very funny goings-on today in the fact that 6 weeks ago?
Yeah, easily that, yeah.
Comedy Dave and Will Greyhead did a makeover for Sun Woman. So I buy the Sun today. It's got an exclusive on the front page all about Terry Dwyer from Hollyoaks. And a nice excuse to print her in a bra and knickers, right? Yeah. Do you fancy her?
I think she's an almost.
She is an almost, isn't she? She's got all the right qualities, but yeah. just, you know... Although I'm sure if you met her, you'd fancy
She's not ugly, but,
no,
you know,
well, she's very beautiful, she's very sexy.
Yeah.
But, you know, it's just...
Kind of 7 out of 10,
you know. You know, she's all right, but, you know, she's not the best in Hollyoaks. She's no Jerry, do you know what I mean?
She's no, like that South African bird, whatever her name is.
Her real name is something like Elise de Twaum.
That's it, yeah.
De Twaum. South African. So anyway, so I'm by the Sun today and I'm flicking through the pages, right? Go past the Get 'Em Out campaign, of course, which I love. I keep abreast of that every day. And you keep going through and everything's great. And you get to Dominic Moen's Bazaar and then you keep going through and... Ah, you get to Sun Woman. And you turn the page and turn the other page and there's Comedy Dave in all his glory. Did they mess with your hair in that picture? Because I swear blind your hair wasn't that short.
I think what they've done is, you know when they're trying to squeeze a photo onto the page, they actually chop around the top.
Yeah.
And I think that's what they've done there. But I also think, right, if you look at my legs, you know the way sometimes with models, they actually enhance the length of their legs to make them look longer? Well, I think that I've been shortened.
But you're a bit of a short ass, though,
no,
like me.
No, I mean, I know I'm not very tall. But if you look at my legs there, don't they look stumpy?
You do look a bit short and dumpy, it must be said.
And I think they're trying to kind of squeeze me in, because I'm very tight there from that other photo.
I know what it is. It's because the photographer was standing on a stepladder looking down on you. It's called foreshortening.
No, it's camera trickery.
Camera trickery.
Our men have been made over. This is Sun Woman today. Sun experts take four scruffy blokes and leave them all looking $1 million.
Hello.
You may love the man in your life to bits, but does he really look after his appearance? Blokes everywhere could do with a tidy up if the views of Sun Woman readers are anything to go by. Blah, blah, blah. Here are the spectacular results of their efforts. Makeup artist Charlotte and fashion editor Catherine worked on these four guys. Now, the only problem I have is the fact that Dave and Grey Ed went down to do this makeover, which Lizzie kind of sorted out.
Mm-hmm.
Right. And,
Kind of, fully. Kind of, fully.
Really?
Yeah.
Are you taking credit for organising it?
Yeah.
Oh, in that case, you're the one who's going to get shouted at then, because where's Will?
Well, it's taken out of my hands at this stage, isn't it?
Oh, well, no, hang on a second, you just said you organised it.
I didn't organise them.
Oh, so you know you didn't organise it. Did you fully organise it or not?
I organised them going down there. I set them up for it.
It's not the same thing, then. You're either taking the responsibility or you're not.
I'm not taking responsibility for some woman, no.
It's meant to be Will and Dave, and it's just Dave. Now, the truth of the matter is, does he know this yet?
Will.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Does he know the truth? The bit?
Oh, no. Yes.
Okay, right. We found out yesterday that there was only one person going to be in it, and they had originally actually scheduled to do Will.
Ray!
And so I went, well, no, hang on a second. You've got to have Dave in there, for God's sake, right? Because Will's ego is getting way too big as it is. So anyway, so now there's a picture of Comedy Dave in the middle of Sun Woman, but there is no picture of Will. Now, 2 days ago, Sun Woman sent us over a load of pictures from the shoot of Dave and Will together. Mm-hmm. So I don't know why they didn't print it.
Yeah, then me and Dave had to do an interview.
Yeah, we thought the idea was Dave and Will from the Chris Moyle Show getting a makeover.
Mm. Yeah.
And what they've done is they've just tagged them in with an artist called Yolanda van der Vliegelhuizen.
Some Dutch plumber.
Right. A jobless bloke from Birmingham.
And a marine engineer, age 46.
So Dave's just there. This is a guy who broadcasts to 6 million people a week, for God's sake, and they're putting him with a jobless guy and some artist who looks like he's on Trigger Happy TV. The guy, by the way, this Yolanda van der Stugen, who's in... I know, that's not his name, that's her name.
That's the missus.
His name is Hans. That dude is his.
Yeah, Hans Free.
And he looks exactly the same, but in different clothes. I've never seen anything like it. They've managed to turn this guy, Matt, into a kind of Michael Owen lookalike. They've turned this other guy, Mick, from less of a Noel Edmonds lookalike to more of somebody who might be in the bill. And they turned Dave into some kind of gay icon.
I look like someone who's just jumped out of a Bacardi Breezer advert, I think.
And it's nice to hear that line being used again after you used it when you just came back from the show.
Yeah.
Yeah. So if you want to see Comedy Dave looking like a queen, it's page 5 of Sun Woman. Go out and buy the Sun, have a look, and have a good laugh, basically. But don't worry, Will, that they didn't use your picture.
Why?
Huh?
They're going to use it next week or something. Do you think they're holding me back for something bigger?
I think they're probably going to go throw it away. But
no, really.
Don't worry, we'll get you a GQ shirt.
Anything would be nice now.
All right, then. There you go. Radio 1. Travis and Mystique coming up. It's Matt with news at 3:30.
Police question Michael Barrymore after a man died at his home.
Radio 1 News Means Beat.
Michael Barrymore's been arrested by detectives investigating the death of a man at his Essex mansion. He's been questioned on suspicion of possessing and supplying drugs. Two other men have been arrested on suspicion of murdering 31-year-old Stuart Lubbock, who was found floating face down in the TV presenter's swimming pool in March. A police inspector's starting 12 years in prison for raping two women in their own homes. 38-year-old Adam Carruthers worked for the Dumfries and Galloway force at the time. Irina McGrawty from the Southwest Rape Crisis Centre says it's horrific.
We as an organisation view any incidents of rape, whether it's a known perpetrator, whether it's somebody in authority or not, as equally serious. But obviously in this case, the implications for how the community view the police has to be taken into account.
Thousands of England supporters are pouring into Athens for tonight's World Cup qualifier against Greece. If Sven's side wins, it'll keep up the pressure on Group 9 leaders Germany, who face Albania later. Hundreds of British holidaymakers are expected to join the crowds of supporters in the city.
We're here for tonight in Athens to watch the game, and then we're going to one of the islands.
Very confident, looking forward to the game. See us scoring at least a couple of goals. Should be good.
2-1 to England.
4-0 to England.
3-0 to England.
The trial of the man accused of murdering Jill Dando has been held up because one of the jurors has been taken ill. 41-year-old Barry George from southwest London denies killing the Crime Watch presenter. Rescue workers in southern France are desperately searching for a potholer who's been lost inside a cave since Sunday. From Paris, here's Newsbeat's Europe reporter Alistair Sanford.
The cave near Montpellier has several deep cavities all full of water, but Patrick Mounier is experienced and it's thought he may have found an air pocket. Divers have found his mask and say it's crucial they find him today. The group he was with ignored barriers forbidding entry. Last month, 8 Swiss students were rescued from a cave in eastern France after being stuck for 3 days.
British doctors have helped an 11-year-old boy to walk again after he lost a leg in the Indian earthquake, which claimed 20,000 lives. Parth Joshi was trapped under rubble for 84 hours when the quake struck earlier this year. Rescuers at Rapid UK raised £15,000 to pay for an artificial leg, and he's taken his first steps today. Radio 1 Newsbeat, more at 4:30.
More importantly, what do you think the England score will be tonight?
I don't think it'll be as huge a score as they reckon. I reckon 2-1 tonight.
Well, you know, it's not going to be as easy as everybody seems to be saying, as far as I'm concerned, with my very limited knowledge of football.
Here we go.
Everybody says it's going to be a lot easier, but I from what I believe, that's a very tricky stadium to play.
Definitely.
Plus, of course, 60,000 Greece fans.
Yeah.
Right? All off to the whatever drink they have.
Loser and all that.
Exactly, do you know what I mean?
Absolutely, I think it's going to be very tough. I think if they come away with a win tonight, which really they need to do,
yeah,
then they'll have done well.
Well, the only thing that's going to save us is the fact that hopefully some of the stupid Grease fans may think that David Seaman is one of them, you know, with his stupid, stupid hair.
Oh, yeah, Olay and all that.
Look, he looked like one of us. However they talk, I've no idea. Yeah. Prediction on the score, then?
2-1.
Ah, 2-1.
Yeah.
With these predictions, you are spoiling us. Even though that's not Greece either.
No.
Right, day 3 this week of guess which famous person I saw today.
No.
I've seen a famous person day this week, right? But today is a really weird one. I'm really impressed, okay? Matt, you can play along.
Great.
Right. So it's, Lizzie's not around, so you can take the place of Lizzie. I saw somebody famous, right? They are from a film, right? I don't know the real name, and I don't know the character name either.
God.
Right? Oh. But they're famous. All right.
How the hell
is the character famous?
No, they're just an actor. So, see if you can first work out the film.
Star Wars.
You're allowed to ask questions with yes or no answers.
Can we have a couple of basic clues to get us going?
It's a film that's only been out in the last 5 years.
Oof, that narrows it down.
Is there a boat in it? Right, not Titanic.
Is it a comedy, the film?
Sort of, kind of, but yeah.
Yeah, a bittersweet comedy.
What?
That's what they say on BBC when it's not actually funny.
Oh, okay.
It's a bittersweet comedy.
Dave, is it that bloke out of Notting Hill?
Yeah, but that's... I like the way you're saying it.
See what I mean there? Yeah. You see how pitched in?
Does it involve any doors?
Of the sliding variety?
Yeah, that kind, no.
Was this person the star of the film?
But you're right, you're kind of in the right lines, so, you know, you've
what,
got...
with that type of
you've
film?
Gone Sliding Doors, you've gone Notting Hill, you've gone Titanic. Big films in the last few years. Last couple of years.
Lock, Stock. Ah. Somebody from Lockstock.
Yeah.
That bloke from Lockstock.
Yes! Yeah! I saw the bloke from Lockstock today, and I think he's in Snatch as well.
Which one? Which?
But I'm not sure.
Which character? I know you can't... which one?
He's the guy who wears... he always plays like a professional cockney.
Oh, right? Bricktop. Was that who it was in...
Who knows?
Not Ray Winston.
No, not him. And he has big glasses in one of the films. And I think he was the narrator in Lockstock.
Did he play the guy with the pigs in Snatch?
Yes!
Right.
Yay, that was the guy.
I like it.
And his name is?
His name is...
I have no idea.
No.
I do know his name. It'll come to me. It'll come to me.
Right, somebody upstairs like Joe Harland will tell us, who's a man of movies. But I just thought I'd play along, right? Because we'll find out his name eventually, but who does know that guy's name? He's been in loads of stuff, but who knows what he's called?
He's a very good actor in Snatch.
He's a very good actor, but who is he?
He's a very good character actor.
Shut up. Thank you, Matt.
Thank you.
You got a clip of it queued up, says Mickey in my ear. Go on, then.
I'll see you. Okay, before I loan you this, I expect, if you lose, of course...
Hang on, Mickey, why are you playing this? This is a clip of Lockstock without the bloke that I'm talking about in it. You may as well play it by sound of music clip.
I'll see you.
No!
It's not in this. Okay.
He's not in
this. Loan you
he's
this.
Not in it.
It's the other fella.
It's the other fella.
If you lose, of course.
Yeah.
My money back within a week.
Wow, there you go. Anyway, that fella there, you know the fella I'm talking about, the glass and the pigs, him.
You saw him today.
He's got scary, he's always talking like that. And if you don't give me my money, I'll tear your lungs out with a teaspoon, my son. He's always that kind of thing. Shut it, you tart. Here, I was rubbing banks when you were still pepping in your diapers, young son. All right, there. Here's Dave Lee Travis.
Baby, you've been going so crazy.
What?
Dunno.
What did they say at the end, Lizzie?
Didn't hear.
Here it is again, then.
In tot.
It's hot.
It's hot. I don't know.
Who knows? Right, let's talk about Big Brother then. We're doing the BB Alad later, about 5:10, like we normally do. Chris, I'm just watching Big Brother live on E4. Now, before we start this, I've been saying that Penny has to stay in the house. Helen has to go. Because it's going to be more interesting watching Mad Penny, right, for another week or so. Right?
Yeah.
Plus, I think she's all right. I think she's sweet. I do think she's going a bit doolally. Curly curly cuckoo and all that. So I think it'd be only funny to watch her, right? But do people agree? Do people disagree? Chris, I'm just watching BB Live on E4 and had to drop you an email to say, wow, Helen looks hot today in her jeans. Just look at her ass. How can you vote her out? Okay. She's just opened her mouth. Now I remember why you want people to vote her out. Shame, though. Nice bod. 5-pinter. Only because of her face and annoying voice and dippiness. From Lee in Barrow and Furness. Chris, blah, 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 blah. I disagree that Helen should be the one evicted from the Big Brother house. You are making a big, big mistake. Penny is the obvious choice, surely. Granted, Helen isn't the brightest star on the planet, but she's been quite funny lately. I simply cannot put up with Penny any longer, and I think the housemates are secretly hoping that she will go so they can start really enjoying themselves without being told what to eat and what not to eat. This is from Claire, Carol in Telford. Carol, you obviously had no idea what you're talking about, you stupid woman. If you watch the show closely, you'll know that Narinda really wants Helen to go because they don't get on, right? Mm. Brian is a big fan of Penny's as well.
Does Helen get on with anybody?
Helen does. Well, yeah, she gets on with, you know, but she's like...
She flirts with Stuart a lot.
Hello, boy. Oh, yeah. You don't like him. He's a real man, isn't he? He's been high-pitched. In fact, from now on, that's going to be an impression of Helen. Even though she doesn't actually talk like that. That's all we're going to describe on the show, isn't it? But... Anyway, so you have no idea what you're talking about. Right? I am right. You are wrong. There you go. Penny has to stay. Helen has to go. You have to trust me on this. It will be a lot better viewing if Helen goes and Penny stays. Vote for Penny to stay, the mad teacher. I mean, look at the facts, right? She's had a boob job, right? She goes around in those tight-fitting tops. It's nice, right? It's easy on the eye. She's got naked already, right? So we've had a bit of a flash. Mm. She's gone out with four blokes over 60, and she's visually cracking up in front of our eyes. This is fantastic. It's better than therapy. The woman's going mad on national television, and we all get to watch. What does Helen do? I just sit in the corner and get along. I tell you what, bud. She's got to go. Penny has got to stay. It's fascinating TV, right? Chris, glad you're running campaign to oust that Welsh girl from the Brother House. I think you're right about Penny. Highly annoying, but great viewing. Keep her in as long as possible. Gareth in Bournemouth. See, these people know what they're talking about. You know what I mean?
Clearly, yeah.
Absolutely. On the Big Brother site, there's a section called BB Confidential. There's a video titled Helen's Bid for Photo Shoot Stardom. The clip shows a photo being taken for the calendar. And also, the editor of Lads Mag, FHM, says she is fun. We'll have to wait to see how long she will stay in the house. The longer she is in the show, the more people want to see her. It ends saying, if you want Helen gracing the cover of the mag, then you had to keep her in the house. Oh, God, no. No, 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 no. I do agree with your tactical voting. Keep Penny in the house. It's a good idea. Thanks. Mark, big fan of the show. Please read this on air if you want to after five. 12 minutes to four.
Nearly.
Hi, Chris. On yesterday's show, you mentioned that Josh, the guy that's going into the Big Brother house, said in the newspapers that he would be more camp than Brian. But how does he know that Brian is camp? Because they say that he's supposed to be in isolation from newspapers and Big Brother programs. Discuss.
We've had a few emails about this, actually.
Very good point. Did he actually say in the article
yes.
he was going to be camper than Brian?
His basic line was, you know, if you think that Brian is camp, you know, wait till you see me.
So how does he know? Well, he can't have seen
exactly, because he's supposed to be isolated.
Lizzie?
I agree with you. That's a very good point.
Get on the phone to your Big Brother insiders.
Right.
Because I know you have contacts.
Yes.
And find out. I would like an official quote from them as soon as possible. We want to know. Josh apparently hasn't seen any of Big Brother. Apparently he didn't even watch Series 1. So how does he know that Brian is even in the house and Brian is camp? If he's meant to have been in isolation. Mm. Lizzie, go to it, girl.
Okay.
Right. Big Brother, it's all happening. And if you want an update of what's gone on in the last 24 hours, BB Allid will be here about 10 past 5 tonight. See, with a song like that, you just got to let it fade.
You want to hear every last drop, don't you?
You want to hear every last second.
We just sat here, didn't we, with our headphones on.
It's just such a great song, and even now, 5 years later, we're still playing it. Still sounds as fresh as the very first day I heard it.
Fresh.
And clean.
And
clean.
Exciting.
You know, I could play it all over again, because it's just one of those songs you just never get tired of hearing. Listen to that. It just puts a smile on your face straight away, doesn't it?
I wouldn't.
Certainly doesn't remind you of anything glum and down and depressing and boring.
Ready or not, here I come.
That'll do, love. I gave you two jobs before I went out, before those last two records. Have you done either of them?
I've forgotten what the first one was. And I haven't done the second one.
What was that?
No, I haven't done that one.
So we move that?
Are we going to move it?
Yeah, shall we?
I wouldn't bother, no.
No?
I would think it's pretty slim.
Yeah, but you haven't done anything about it, so...
No,
but... How would you know?
Well, first...
Seriously, Will, how many times do I have to ask you to do something before you do it?
Once.
That's not true, though, is it?
You haven't done it yet.
Seriously, mate, how many times have we talked about this before?
We always talk about it. Every time you play it, you ask.
Yeah, but we're not talking about that. How many times do I have to tell you to do something before you actually remember to do it?
Well, I've been busy.
I'm now sick to death of... And then the most annoying thing about it is, not once do you ever go, I'm completely forgot, I'm really sorry.
I haven't forgotten.
That was really crap of me.
I haven't forgotten.
You haven't done anything.
No, because I've...
So I can ask you to do 10 things, I'll be lucky if you do two of them.
Okay.
No, that's true.
And?
Dave, seriously, back me up, right? You know what he's like. The guy's got like a memory like a sieve, for God's sake. There are days when Will on the show is like a chocolate teapot. It's as useful as a cafe on the moon. And I ask him to do stuff, and he goes, yep, no problem. He walks out the door, and it just seems to fall out of his head.
In this instance, though, you asked him to do something, and that was only, what, 5 minutes?
No, it was before the show.
Okay, well, I didn't know.
No, I did that.
No, but you didn't do it.
I left a message.
No, yeah, no, you didn't leave a message.
Yes, I did.
No, you didn't. You said I'll phone later.
And then phone back to confirm it. The message is on there, waiting.
But you haven't followed it up.
No, because
yeah, but now it's too late.
Not too late.
Yes, it is too late. You know it's too late.
No.
Why can't you? No, why don't you just admit when you're wrong, for God's sake?
Because I'm not wrong.
You are wrong. Now, if we're meant to do exactly what we're going to do, it's now too late.
Right.
You admit that, at least.
It's too late.
It's absolutely too late. So you screwed up. You're right. Not on the ball. You should have been doing it. You should have been following it up until we got a reply.
Okay.
Right?
Yeah.
What did I say to Lizzie? Lizzie, get on the phone to your contacts at Big Brother and find out. What did she give me? She gives me, within 3 minutes, she gives me, Big Brother is investigating and will call back with an official statement. So at least I've got to be able to say something, the record afterwards, and then we're waiting for a reply. Whereas I ask you to do something, tick, 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 so we're still waiting.
Okay.
All the time, man.
All the time.
This may have been good enough for Jamie Thigston and that big, fat, sweaty, Australian pig that you worked with another radio station, but not for me.
Okay.
So what do you say? It's not just me you have to apologise to, it's the nation.
No, okay. Sorry, nation.
No, properly.
Sorry, nation.
No, like you mean it.
I don't mean it.
But you screwed everything up.
No, I haven't.
Now, this could have been a really good piece, and you have effed it all up.
Well, there you go.
No, not there you go! Do your job! Do the job you get paid for. Not sitting on your ass, scratching it and picking your nose.
Right, okay.
You're crap.
Okay.
You're crap. I asked you to do something, and you can't do it.
It was never going
to
happen.
If I asked you to get me a cup of water, you'd probably come back with a pina colada. 3 days late. So useless. You're a waste of space.
Okay.
Put me a guest on the show. Okay, yeah, no problem, I'll get onto it. A year later, we're still waiting. I want to play this record tomorrow. No, I forgot to speak to them. Then when you do speak to them, they fob you off with some crap, and you take it. You just take it like some kind of dog. And I've had enough. I've just had enough.
Okay.
I don't want to, you know, moan about this on the air, but I'm sick to death. I got Reese promoted so he could leave the show, we could get you on. I had to plead with management, they were going to fire him, they'd be useless fat lump. And I said, seriously, if you promote the guy, he's going to work hard for you. They went, Chris, he hasn't done a day's work in his life. I went, trust me. And since then, granted, it looks like they were right. But he's off our show, we fought to get you, right?
Yeah.
We get you on the show, and how do you repay me? By giving me the big finger in the face.
It's more than you deserve.
Just do something, I ask you to, for God's sake.
Okay, I will do it in the future.
Seriously, you make Reese look like the hardest working producer in the business. The guy is so lazy, he won't get out of the bath for a pee, for God's sake. He wouldn't pee on you if we're on fire. And we've got you because we thought you worked hard.
Yeah.
Now, granted, I don't have a nice, you know, pert little body like Zoe Ball has. And you lapped around her like some little doggy. Who's Zoe?
No, she appreciated me.
Yeah, well, I appreciate you as much as Sarah Cox did, you useless lanky get. Get the jobs done when I ask you to, will you?
Yeah, yeah.
This is not a rehearsal. We've got 6 million people we've got to entertain.
You're a national treasure by any chance.
I'm a national treasure. And when things don't happen on this show that make me unhappy, you know when I'm unhappy, you know what it does? What does it cause when I'm unhappy? When I'm in a bad mood and the show suffers, what else does it make?
It causes a hardship.
Causes a hardship.
For the nation.
For the nation. So what are you going to do about it?
I'm going to ring John Coulshaw and get his own impression.
No, you're not going to ring John Coulshaw! Just such a pain in the arse. Just do your job!
There's no way in the world he was going to come on. He wasn't going to come
up,
on.
Shut up, Will! Shut up, Will! Shut up, Will!
You know what,
shut
Dave?
Up, Will!
This is my favourite joke.
Stupid grey-haired old man.
My favourite joke, this one.
What?
Where you just keep saying shut up while I'm talking.
Shut up, Will! Shut my up, Will! Joke. Shut up, Will! Shut up!
It's like an old friend now.
Shut up!
just please, I beg you.
Okay.
I ask you, how difficult can it be? You're a grown man. Granted, right, you've got an IQ of a toddler. Even your girlfriend doesn't live with you. She has to live like 30 miles away because she can't stand you. Seriously, I'll tell you what will happen. This is a pattern, right?
Right, okay.
You start actually working for a living.
Mm-hmm.
You do what I ask you to do. The show will be better. You will be happier, you'll be a nicer person, you'll get laid more. Because, you know, your lass will be able to see a new side of you. A kind of side of you that, you know, doesn't sit there scratching his gonads, watching a football, drinking a tinny. But the kind of guy who gets something done. Get things done and people will respect you.
Okay.
They won't talk about you behind your back like they do at the moment.
Haven't you seen Will? What a pillock.
They will stop doing that.
That'd be nice.
Wouldn't it?
Yeah.
You imagine, seriously, I mean, just think. Imagine, what if everybody in the building liked you? Or even 5%. It would be a start. People are sitting there having the coffee in the morning going, you know that Will Greyhead? Such a lovely bloke, isn't he? And he always gets things done. Rather than people sitting there going, oh, there goes that useless tosser. Do you know what I mean?
All right, I'll make you a deal.
What are you going to do?
You stop whinging and I'll work harder.
No! I have to whinge to make you work harder.
No, not about me.
Dave just sits there going, gay icon that he is.
What was that?
What does Dave do
it's
anyway?
A burp. Checking emails, Greyhead.
We should share the work more.
Bad workman.
Always blames his colleagues.
Just, why don't you just turn things around and say to me, Chris, you ask me anything, from now on, the next thing you ask me to do,
yeah.
I will sort out.
No, because then you'll say something stupid.
No, try it.
Okay, Chris, the next thing you ask me to do, I will sort out.
Get me a decent guest on this show.
Okay.
Get me a guest on this show that A, is famous, B, right, is a fan of the show, C, would make me and Dave happy,
right.
D, would make a good listen.
What sort of guest?
Who do we like? Who would you like on the show, Dave? Right, name anybody.
Stereophonics.
Apart from, what?
Stereophonics.
I thought you were going to say Eddie Stobart.
No.
Get the Stereophonics on, then.
You want the Stereophonics on the show?
Yeah.
What, just as a guest?
No! I want them pulling cable, making tea, you pillock! What do you think I want them on the show for? Do some decorating!
No.
Yeah, we'll get the Stereophonics in, right, to lay some carpet tiles! Get them on the show! Get them in! Get Kelly having a laugh, we'll talk about the football, talk about Wales, talk about the fact that they couldn't be arsed to turn up to our show in Cardiff. Oh, Kelly had a sore throat, what a waste of space. No, I meant to do our show in Cardiff, they owe us for a start. How difficult can it be? Kelly likes us, he likes the show. That mad guy he's got, Animal from the Muppets, who plays the drums. He's crazy, he'll come on.
All right, well, I'll try that.
Get Kelly, right? How difficult would it be? Get a phone call from Kelly saying, Chris, I would love to come on the show. I'll come in with my guitar, and I'll do some steps medleys.
That's what you want, is it? Steps
yes.
medleys?
No, well, it doesn't matter.
Just live music and chat and stuff.
Okay.
Just like say them. To me, Chris, I'll sort it out. That's all I want to hear from you. Chris, I will sort it out. Just say it. Chris.
Chris.
If you want the Stereophonics.
If you want the Stereophonics.
I will goddamn get you the Stereophonics.
I will goddamn get you the Stereophonics. You have my word. My pledge. My bond.
Don't milk your part, for God's sake.
Sorry.
Right, this was played this morning on the breakfast show. It will be... What?
Do you want to get him on the phone? Robbie. We should get him on the phone.
You are hanging by a very thin thread, my lanky, grey-headed friend.
We should definitely get him on the phone.
Yes, I want Robbie Williams on the phone.
Do you?
Yeah, but you have trouble bloody running a bath, let alone a radio show.
Should I ring him, then?
Yes, go on, then. I tell you what, hang on, seriously. What track are we playing? Track two?
Yeah, track two.
Right, track two. This is going to be the new song from Robbie Williams. It is, when it queues up, 4 minutes and 22 seconds.
Right, okay.
By the end of this track, I want a definite answer. Can we get Robbie Williams on the phone to tell us how good his new single is?
Yeah.
Or is it not possible?
Okay.
But I want him on today's show.
Okay.
Right?
Chris, I will...
Stereophonics, do that tomorrow. I'm going to let you off. Do that tomorrow. Right? I want an answer by tomorrow's show about the Stereophonics.
Right.
But I want an answer in the 4 minutes and 22 seconds whether or not you can get Robbie Williams on to go, hiya, Chris, mate, you just played me record. I just want to say how great it is, and I love you.
And just to confirm, John Coulshaw isn't good enough.
John Coulshaw is not good enough.
Right.
I want the real Robbie Williams.
Okay.
Right?
Fine. Chris, I will do that for you. I've turned it round. I'm a new person.
I'm not holding my breath. Chocolate teapot, coffee on the moon.
Ashtray on a motorbike.
You're as useful as a one-legged man in a bum-kicking contest. Robbie Williams. 4 minutes, 22 seconds. Enjoy. Big Brother have responded, by the way. Sorry to chop the avalanches in half, but this is all exciting. It's like John Craven's news round back here. It really is. People are banging on their typewriters and computers. People are shouting in the background, get me the facts!
Get me the facts!
Get me the facts!
And Will is not paying attention to the gag. The Big Brother response coming up after Missy Elliott. Mississippi putting it down, I'm the hottest rocker. Get your freak on. I have the official statement for the Big Brother people in my hand. The question we posed was, in the newspapers, it implied that Josh, who's the new guy going into the house, said, if he's in Brian's camp, just wait till you see me, sweetheart. And we were going, how does he know that Brian's camp, and how does he know who Brian is if he's not meant to be watching the show? The new, three people that were going to be into the house were meant to be in isolation.
Mm.
Anyway, we've gone to Big Brother. They've come back with an official statement. We'll read it after the news.
Radio 1.
Shaggy and Weezer coming up. Here's Matt and Alistair with News and Sport. It's 4:30.
Michael Barrymore's being questioned on suspicion of supplying drugs.
In sport, Ericsson demands an England win in Greece.
Radio 1. News means speak.
Police in Essex have arrested Michael Barrymore after a man was found dead during a party at his mansion. The TV presenter's being questioned on suspicion of possessing and supplying drugs. Newsbeat's Andy Gallagher is in Harlow.
Still no sign of Michael Barrymore, who's been here at Harlow Police Station since 8:30 this morning. He's been questioned about having drugs, and two other men have been arrested for the suspected murder of Stuart LeBock. He was found face down in Michael Barrymore's swimming pool after a party at the Star's house in March. Michael Barrymore's solicitor has just left the station and told me the Star's okay and could be released tonight.
A senior policeman's been sentenced to 12 years in jail for raping two women in their own homes. 38-year-old Adam Carruthers was working in Dumfries and Galloway at the time of the attacks. A pilot's missing after he ditched his plane into the sea near the Isle of Man. He was a mile short of Ronald's Way Airport when the aircraft vanished off radar screens. People in Leeds have spent the day clearing up after hundreds of rioters went on the rampage in the Harehill area of the city. Protesters say they were angry because of the way police arrested a Bangladeshi man at the weekend. But Leeds Assistant Chief Constable Steve Smith says there's no excuse for violence.
There's no cause that is furthered by setting fire to 25 cars or one car, and I get frustrated by attempts to legitimise simple criminal behaviour as if it's some sort of political flag.
An American radio station's been fined £5,000 for playing a cleaned-up version of The Real Slim Shady. Media watchdogs say the station in Colorado shouldn't have played the Eminem track, even though they'd removed all the swear words. Council engineers in Derbyshire have come up with a cheap alternative to speed bumps. Instead of actually building the humps on the road, they've just painted fake ones, which make the oncoming driver think they need to slow down. Mike Ashworth from the council.
What we've actually done is changed the colour of the road surface, visually narrowed it down by introducing white lines. Generally speaking, you can get up to 10% speed reduction.
England take on Greece in a crucial World Cup qualifier in Athens tonight. If they win and Germany manage to blow it in Albania, then Sven-Göran Eriksson's side will close to within 3 points of the group leaders, their next opponents on September the 1st. Therefore, the manager's advice is short and simple.
Play as good as you can and try to win the game. That's the most important thing, because it should be very nice to go to Germany and have the chance to beat them there and be on the same points.
Wishful thinking perhaps, but whatever happens, England have to beat Greece on their home turf this evening. Not an easy task, according to Michael Owen.
There's not many easy games away from home where you can dominate teams. I'm sure this is going to be no different. We're not going to be attacking minute after minute. I'm sure we're going to have to do some good defending as well.
Listen to the game on Radio 5 Live or watch it on BBC One, kickoff 7:45. The other World Cup qualifiers today see the Republic of Ireland play Estonia. Wales away to Ukraine. Those games kick off at 5. Northern Ireland against the Czech Republic started at 4. It's 0-0 so far. I'm Alistair Bruce Ball.
Most places will get rain this evening. This will carry through to tomorrow, although some areas will get sunny spells, especially in the afternoon. We'll update the news and sports at 5.
Football's very exciting, isn't it, Alistair?
It's absolutely thrilling.
Not half. 7:45 tonight, Greece versus England.
Yep.
All right. Already playing Wales, Ireland and Republic of Ireland.
Yeah.
Obviously, they're not playing each other.
No.
That'll be a bizarre game. Three teams on one pitch.
One's already playing. The other two are 5 o'clock kickoffs.
Oh, sorry. Well, all right then. Czech Republic and Northern Ireland's on now.
Yep.
Wales and Ukraine and Republic of Ireland versus Estonia at 5.
Yep.
What are you laughing at?
Sorry, that was me. Sorry.
Why?
I'm laughing at Mickey. Doesn't matter.
Why?
It doesn't matter.
No, tell me. Share it with the rest of the class.
No, I don't know. No, it's not funny at all.
Share it with the rest of the class.
No, because it's not funny and there's nothing to laugh about at all.
You were laughing.
Yeah, I know.
Williams?
Yeah.
What was it?
Nothing at all. It's genuinely nothing at all. I was just laughing for no reason. I'm laughing because it's 25 to 5.
Alistair, tell teacher why he was laughing.
Absolutely no idea. just chatting away there, and there he is chatting away.
Sir, I was just quite literally chatting away, and I didn't notice a damn thing.
Aging in a bit of chitter-chatter.
Didn't hear a thing.
No, okay. I saw Michael Barrymore last night.
Okay.
Did you?
Yeah.
One other time I went... Oh, what? He went, don't take the mickey. Right, listen, Big Brother then, we have the official statement from the Big Brother press office.
What say they?
The interview with Josh in the mirror yesterday was very controlled and done by facts. Big Brother knows for a fact that Josh made no comment about the show or any of its contestants. Josh did say that he was camp and said that he would be camp on the show. The comparison between Josh and Brian was one made by the newspaper and is, therefore, the opinion of the newspaper and not Josh. Chris Moyles, thanks, Big Brother, for the official statement.
Ta.
You may now go back to your tasks. Sorry, I went through a tunnel. Should we play that jingle again?
Yeah.
All right, then. Nobody noticed a thing.
The UK's official number one on the UK's official...
Sorry.
What?
Now what?
Radio 1. I meant to plug Sav. Sav's just walked by. Hello, is that outside the glass? There, look, there, yeah.
Hello, Sav.
Yeah. Hello, Sav. I mentioned the fact that Sav is going to be doing another magic trick.
Right.
Today, if you have a calculator, you will be able to join in.
Mm-hmm.
Is that right?
That's absolutely right.
Okay. And if you don't have a calculator, check that there's not one on your mobile phone. I've got one on my mobile.
I've got one too.
Or on your computer desktop. On your computer desktop.
Yeah, there's a calculator on there.
There you go. I have a calculator here. On my phone.
Okay.
Right.
Move on now.
So if you want to play along with Sav the Magic Man, he'll be here in two records time.
The UK's official number one. On the UK's official top 40 station.
Oh, this is Rhythm and Shaggy with a comedy of Sam
McDowell. Wow.
Woof.
I'm exhausted just listening to that. Weezer. And H-Pipe, it's called. I love Weezer.
It's good, isn't it?
Yeah. I've got an album of Weezer's, but I don't know what it's called.
An album of Weezer's?
What?
An album full of Weezer's.
It's just people going... That's track one.
Yeah.
Track two is... It's very similar to track...
I have, like, three.
Three, what's three? The new album from Weezer. 79 great tracks, including Early Morning Smoker's Cough. And the classic, It's Just Gone Down the Wrong Hole. I like that. No, I like Weezer. What did they do? What song did they do that I really liked? Did they do the Jumper song?
I don't know.
Oh, it's going to bug me now. People are going to email me, but please...